This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Station. Presented by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Good morning, Diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on!
Yes, yes, yes. Alan Stiles, the pregame show, 95.7 The Game, filling in for Stephen Langford. Joe Spadoni on the boards on a beautiful Friday morning. There's nothing to complain about. We got so much to talk about. And look, if you're looking for Steven, like I said, don't blame me. He's off at spring training, enjoying his time, giant spring training. I just come in when I get called. I'll be with you on Monday as well. So let's rock on a Friday, a fun Friday, as you may say. St. Paddy's Day was yesterday, March Madness, baseball is back, we got the Warriors, NFL, Raiders doing a bunch, so much to get into, so why even waste any time? But I want to start with this. Joe, we were talking a little bit before the show, St. Patrick's Day, St. Paddy's Day, whatever you call it, what are we doing with that as a holiday? It's kind of confusing. I don't really know. So I was thinking yesterday, it falls on a Thursday yesterday. It's more of a day thing, not really a night thing. Does anyone say, hey, let's get out there, tonight for St. Patrick's Day? Nobody does that. I don't really know what to do with. Is it a holiday? I don't know.
It may be the worst holiday of all time if we're just going to.
Is it a college holiday? Can we just call it that? Is that what it is?
And I mean, next year it'll probably be more lit, obviously, as the kids say, because it'll be on a Friday, so it'll be fun and all that stuff. But yeah, yesterday it wasn't St. Patrick's Day, Alan. Turned into St. Peter's Day, am I right?
You are right. And like I said, March Madness, St. Peter's, the 10th 15 seed to knock off a 2 seed. And, it's kind of crazy because it actually happened last year, Oral Roberts beating Ohio State. But I don't even really count that because why? Ohio State should never be a 2 seed. Like, Ohio State for basketball, just miss me with that. I know they had D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell back in the day, but there are certain teams you should never trust in March Madness. Ohio State has got to be at the top of that list. But if you've heard me before, you know I feel that's the same with Gonzaga to a certain degree. You got to do it. And I like Mark Few and I like what they're doing over there. But I cannot pick you if you've never won before. Me personally, I got UCLA beating Tennessee, and I got a little spicy because I look at everybody else, and it's Arizona, it's Duke, it's all the usual suspects. If it's Kentucky, you're done now. And I said, you know what? Why not make it a little spicy like the Sriracha shirt that I am wearing right now? And you know the phone number. It's the same as it always is, 888-957-9570. Text line, call line. Let us know how you're feeling about anything. About anything. Like I said, March Madness, Major League Baseball, the Warriors, NFL. We're St. Patrick's Day. What are your feelings on St. Patrick's Day? Whatever you got today. Okay, you're eating your breakfast burrito. You got your Tapatio in one hand. You got your Cholula in one hand. You're eating it up. Hit us up and let us know how you are feeling. So, you know, shout out, you know, we got to do some Bay Area sports as we're college sports, as we're rolling right now. Shout out USF. Shout out University of San Francisco. Great season. Couldn't get it done in the end. Really thought they had a chance, but great things coming from them. St. Mary's, keep it rolling. Do it for everybody that doesn't believe in you, right? That thinks you're just a little brother to Gonzaga. Look, Gonzaga, they come out of the WCC, but they ball every single year. And iron sharpens iron. So St. Mary's, you're doing something well at the same time. So keep showing everybody. Keep doing it. And I hate to change the mood. I hate to change the vibe because I feel like the energy is great. But I got to do it because that's just what we're supposed to do. Steph Curry. Steph Curry is out indefinitely. And I don't even like that word, indefinitely, because I don't necessarily understand it, right? Some people say that it's a good thing because they're just not putting a timetable on it. Some people say that, you know, it's not a good thing because you don't know when he'll come back. When it first got posted, I was actually confused because Shams Charania goes ahead and tweets, Steph Curry out indefinitely, Warriors Nation, a sigh of relief. And I'm very confused at that statement, both of those statements. A sigh of relief, but he's out indefinitely.
What are you talking about?
And I guess the whole thing is indefinitely just basically means that the Warriors front office doesn't have to put a timeline on it. Warriors management doesn't have to put a timeline on it. The 408 is hitting us up already, feeling great after that pickup for the Raiders, number 17. We got Devontae Adams. Raider Nation, how you feeling? I mean, you got to compete. You got to compete. You got to compete. And look, that division is going to be ridiculous. I tweeted yesterday, will this be the best division in the history of the NFL? Yes or stop that. And I got more yeses than I got stopped at. There weren't a ton of votes, I'm going to be honest. But I got more yeses than I got stopped at. So shout out Devontae Adams. We'll get into the NFL. Maybe in this half, maybe in the second half, but we gonna get there. Don't you worry about it. So Steph Curry, you know, I got an issue with some of this stuff. I got an issue with everybody coming in and talking. I get the optimistic. You know me. You've heard of me on Sundays. Or you've heard me filling in for Stephen before. You know I'm the pessimistic Warriors fan. You know that. You know it's hard for. You know I'm the guy in the group chat that is never going to believe the Warriors are gonna take this thing until they're literally. Until I'm literally at the parade. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. So, sorry if I gotta be that guy. But can we stop with the, maybe this is good for the Warriors? Maybe this is good for Steph to get a little break? I get it. I get the approach. I get, you know, it's gonna be a bit of a vacation for Steph and this, that, and the third. But it's an injury. He's out indefinitely. And the Warriors, once again, do not have the core three playing. They haven't had it all year. What did we get? One and a half games and the couple seconds when Draymond checked in with Klay? I mean, I don't know. It is Friday, Joe, so I gotta reference Friday a bit because if you've seen the movie Friday, the Warriors are doing exactly what was going on with Smokey and the refrigerator. Peanut butter, you got no jelly. Cereal, you got no milk. You just never have everything together that you want. Coffee, tea, no sugar. You got nothing. You got nothing. So I don't understand why anybody, well, as long as Steph is good for playoffs, we're good to go. I get that, and I do believe that. But at the same time, let's not act like it's a good thing. And I get you want to be optimistic. Hey, you can't do anything about it. But I just live in reality. And Steph Curry not on the floor is never going. You can't convince me that's ever going to be a good thing. And when you look at what the Warriors have coming up, they're locked in at the 3 seed, right? They're 1 game back of the Grizzlies. When you look at what's coming up, you got the Spurs who. Yes, you should win that. You got the Spurs. You got the Magic. That should be a W. You got the at Miami. So I don't know what happens there. At Atlanta. Let's not act like last year Atlanta, the Hawks and that team wasn't making moves, so let's not act like that's going to be a walk in the park. You got to go to the Wizards. That's tough. Oh, and then you got to go back to Memphis. That's tough, too. And then you host the Suns and you host the Jazz. So, sorry if I'm being that guy, but I'm just not going to sit here and say, you know, maybe this is a good thing for the Warriors. Maybe they'll be all right. That's just not what I'm going to sit here and necessarily do. I just don't know. You know, I know the Warriors, they had a great run, and the dynasty isn't done. This isn't the last dance. We don't know how much longer this is going to last, but they're definitely not done now. But why can't Warriors fans have nice things? And is it because, is this the basketball gods just coming back saying, look, you got Steph, you got a championship, then Kevin Durant came to you, and now I will smite you for having such a good time and ruining, quote-unquote, ruining the NBA. Don't bring that energy over here, basketball gods. Take that to Brooklyn. Take that to Brooklyn. And they already kind of took it to Brooklyn because Ben Simmons, I don't know, only the good basketball lord knows when Ben Simmons will actually play. But why can't the Warriors have nice things? I don't know if you ever been to, it used to be called Marine World, now I think it's Discovery Kingdom, but Medusa or Kong was technically my favorite, but that's what this season has been for the Warriors. Ups and downs, the roller coaster, the wooden one, the rooted one that shakes you up all the time. All those types of things, that's what has been the Warriors season, and it's just not stopping. Just when you think everything is good. I mean, like I said, I'm on Sunday. So one Sunday, I'm pressing the panic button. This last Sunday, the Warriors look great. Now I'm being on next Sunday, I don't know. I don't know, because this is Steph Curry. This is the best shooter to ever live. And if you're trying to convince me he's going to come back, and I understand after he injured his back butt area last season, he came back on a heater, and I get all that. And I'm excited for that. And that is the positivity that we want to have on this Friday. But at the same time, you can't bet on anything. If you're a Warriors fan, I think that's the main thing. We understand that there have been situations where you hope everybody will be in a good position, and then this happens. And, you know, you get Draymond back, and that's outstanding, and he's going to add some beef to the defense and help the ball move on offense. But at the same time, that's a lot of pressure to put on Jordan Poole, and I know he's been balling. And we love Jordan Poole. We love the pool party, okay? We love the splashing pool party that we only got to see once. We're waiting to get Steph back to see it again. We love all that. But that's a lot of pressure to put on him. Andrew Wiggins has been sick. He's got to come back. He's got to come back to all-star form. Okay, that's one of the most important things right now. Andrew Wiggins can't be aloof Wiggins. You can't do that because there's no time for that. There's literally no time. You sleep on the Spurs, they'll get you. I don't think you got to worry about the Magic too much, but the Heat, you got to show up for that one. You sleep on the Hawks, they'll get you. You sleep on the Wizards at home, they will definitely get you. And we already know about the Grizzlies in Memphis, what they'll do to you. So, and then you got to host the Suns. So this is not a time, and then you got to host the Jazz. So this is not a time to sit there and fall back. Andrew Wiggins, I don't care if you miss every shot that you take. You have to shoot. You literally have to shoot them. And I don't even know. His free throw percentage has been abysmal. I don't know what the Warriors do to help that, right? Because you have to make certain adjustments, because the closer you get into playoffs, people are watching film. I know film, quote unquote, always comes up. It feels like it comes up the most in football. They watch a lot of film in basketball too. And this hybrid hack of Wiggins that might start happening, it's not a game. It's not a game. So if you aren't able to figure that out and spell what has been hindering you from the free throw line, other teams are going to key in on that and make sure, look, if you're going to take it to the rack, we're going to foul you. And I think that's honestly already happening, which is why Wiggins has been settling so much, because he doesn't want to go to the free throw line. So other teams are going to sniff that out and continue to do what they know that you can't do. And that is what the playoffs is all about. So Andrew Wiggins, I'm looking at you. Jordan Poole, we already understand that. Klay Thompson, we already understand that. But you cannot sit there, mess around, mess up the mojo, drop down, and have no momentum going into the playoffs. But when we come back, we're going to keep talking about the Warriors. We're going to get into NFL and what the Raiders have done and what the Niners have not. And we want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Alan Stiles filling in for Stephen Langford. Pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Joe coming with the vibes. I'm pretty sure that's some G-Eazy. Bay Area, stand up. 95.7 The Game, pregame show. Alan Stiles filling in for Stephen Langford. And like I said, you can find him on Twitter or whatever social media. Get at him. He's the one kicking it for spring training, watching Giants spring training, having a great time. So don't get at me. Get at him. I'll be rocking with you this morning and Monday as well. And I got to say, I'm one of those people that when it's your birthday, it's your birthday month. And Joe, I know we spoke. I didn't tell you this in the pre-show, but Monday is going to be a birthday show. It's my birthday on Monday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's going to be my birthday on Monday. So
25 or what?
Yeah, 25 okay. for the sixth time, something like that.
There you go.
So, you know, it's going to be a birthday show. That's going to be great. This is great. This is outstanding. So I'm already, the vibes are just outstanding right now.
That's hilarious because I'm the polar opposite. I hate being celebrated on my birthday.
Oh, no, I need it. I literally need it.
And my wife is just like you, where it's like, it's my birthday week. Oh, it's your birthday week too. That's why I was like, please just leave me the hell alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, opposites attract, as they say. So before the break, we were talking about Steph and his injury and why I'm just not going to get on the train of maybe this is good for the Warriors, because whenever you don't have your main players, how could that ever be good? I'm going to run through some texts here that came through during the break. 510, Steven from Hercules. My Raiders acquired Davante Adams. Stoked, baby. I'm sure you are. You got to make moves. You got to make moves in this league. And look, like I said, we're going to get into the NFL. We're going to bounce back and forth. We're going to do whatever we want, okay? We're going to do whatever we want. But when you look at the AFC West, there's no laying down and just saying, okay, I guess we're just not going to compete, because three teams can make it in the playoffs, okay? And if you didn't necessarily think the Warriors were going to, or the Raiders were going to win the division anyway, but that doesn't mean you can't get into the playoffs. So the Raiders did the right thing. You got Fresno State tweeting. They're doing their thing. It was hilarious to watch them interact with Davante Adams, Derek Carr. Derek Carr's got Davante Adams on a FaceTime, all those types of things. So great day for Raider Nation, and you have to compete in this league. There's no in-between. There's just no in-between. 415, taking it back to the Warriors. I'm really surprised how they're saying it's a big injury, because when you see the play, Marcus Smart did not fall hard on Steph Curry, and Steph was running in the back, and they showed him, so I'm a little suspect. So basically, 415, what I think you're getting at is, are they giving Steph a little break, right? But again, that's that word that we're not really sure what is going on, right? Indefinitely. That just means that the Warriors don't have to put a timetable on it for right now. And I think that's probably the safest play, not just for the Warriors, but also for other teams. Other teams might be thinking, oh, Steph's not going to come back until this date or that date. And boom, then he shows up earlier than we expect. Who knows? Who knows? 888-957-9570. If you want to get in on this conversation, we're having multiple conversations right now. Text line, call line, you already know what it is. But look, I'm just not going to sit here and act like the Warriors don't need Steph, right? Or this is, oh, well, this is going to give Jordan Poole a bunch of confidence. Let me ask you this, whoever said that within these last couple days, when has Jordan Poole not had confidence? Jordan Poole was pulling way before, I call him the G League billboard. Even before he was the G League billboard, he was pulling from wherever, whenever. That was part of the problem. So I don't think we need Jordan Poole to have any more confidence, right? Like, I think he has plenty there, and I get it. It's the optimistic take. You're talking to the pessimistic Warriors fan here, so I understand that. But Jordan Poole doesn't need any more confidence. They need to play together, and we thought this was going to be the stretch where they did play together. And oh, by the way, when you make plans, plans don't always come to be. And now Steph Curry is out. So the good thing is, I think the Warriors will be able to take care of business for the most part. I would have to sit there and look at the schedule to give you what record I think they'll go into it with. But I'm not going to sit here and think about and say to myself, maybe it's a good thing that Steph Curry's out. Those words will never come out of my mouth personally. But look, optimistic, I get it. I get it, okay? And like I said before the break, if you haven't joined us and you're joining right now, good morning, Friday, Alan Stiles filling in for Stephen Langford. Joe Spadoni on the boards. He's got Raider everything going on right now, and that's what it needs to be. But when you look at the Warriors, I said it. It's Friday. We're talking about Friday. Smokey going into the fridge. Peanut butter, no jelly. Ham, no burger. Cereal, no milk. You got none of that. And I don't understand why this keeps happening. Why does this keep happening? Is it just because of two titles or three titles, two with Kevin Durant? Warriors don't deserve this. They don't deserve this. 510 chiming in. This isn't good. The spin doesn't make sense to me. The Warriors are now compromised going to the playoffs. This isn't 2017. Margin for error is razor thin. And that is what I've been saying this whole time. I've been saying that I think that people don't understand that this isn't a drop-in and drop-out league. Just acting like this is going to be the Warriors of old. Okay, Ja Morant wasn't in the league. Luka wasn't in the league. Jokic, I don't even know, was in the league, or he wasn't doing what he is now. That is the gauntlet that the Warriors have to go through this go-round. So I don't want to hear anything about, as long as we have the core three, we'll be okay. Maybe, but it's not a given. It's not a given at all. Look, I've been on record calling the Mavericks Grizzlies light, okay? Because they play the Warriors pretty much just as tough as the Grizzlies do. And I don't think matchup-wise, there's something about Luka. There's something about the way he plays that throws the Warriors off. You know when the Warriors are rolling, and they're rolling really, really good, and the coach takes a timeout? The Mavericks don't have to do that because Luka understands what's going on with the Warriors. So he will find a way, and Luka will sit there and take a possession and say, I'm getting fouled, right? Like, I'm not even necessarily trying to make the shot. He obviously, it looks like he's trying to make the shot. He's not, like, as bad as Harden back in those days. But he will make sure that he gets fouled and stops the momentum a little bit, cools everybody off, and he'll do that for 2-3 possessions. And the Warriors don't like that, right? And we saw. Obviously, you didn't have Draymond at that time, but Spencer Dinwiddie is not one to play with, okay? Now you have two guys down the stretch, and we've talked about what the Warriors have been missing, whether it was 2014, every year that they didn't have Kevin Durant. That second bucket getter besides Steph Curry, is that going to be Jordan Poole? We'll wait and see. It's probably going to have to be, and that was never a slight at Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson gets buckets, but there's a difference between getting buckets and being a bucket getter. And what I mean by that is that offense that they run tight in games, we've seen it get clunky, okay? When the right pass ends up being somebody that you don't necessarily want to make the shot, they kicked it back to Draymond. Now Draymond's wide open. Don't necessarily want that. Whoever it is, when it's not Steph or Klay, you have problems. And Jordan Poole hopefully will spell that. But I have no clue who is going to step up in this space. You got Kuminga, obviously. I guess Moody's one of those guys. If you played high school sports, right, or any level, there's always that guy that pops out the shoulder, right, and you just pop it back in. Apparently that's Moody, I guess. You know, that's what we learned yesterday. He's one of those guys that, you know, it pops out and you just pop it back in. So he should be okay. But this is not a time for me, and I get it. You can't change anything, so why be pessimistic? I'm not necessarily being pessimistic. I'm just being realistic with this, okay? That's just how I am. So 415 is chiming in. It's been said that the Warriors will never win another championship once Kevin Durant left, and I think it's coming to fruition. 415, it's not like that. I don't think we're like that yet. I'm not, like I said, I'm real. I might get into the pessimistic realm, but I'm really just realistic. I'm not saying the Warriors are done. You come in full strength, you're ready to go. The issue is, out of all the teams, I guess the question would be, how many teams have we not seen at full strength all season long? Because I know that we haven't seen the Warriors at full strength all season long, but I don't know about any other team. I feel like we've seen the Suns. I feel like we've seen the Grizzlies. I feel like a lot of the Eastern Conference teams. I don't know what other team has dealt with what the Warriors have dealt with.
Maybe the Nets, but that's mostly because of Kyrie and his
own
stuff.
Sure, yeah. You can count that, but that's in your face. And can I say something? Now that you got me on the Kyrie track, Joe, I did mean to say something. Why is nobody, and the doc chimed in, who always is a...
Dr. Nirav Pandya.
Dr. Nirav.
Love him. Cleared to play every week, Willard and Dibbs.
So Doc got at me in a good way because he understood what I was talking about. Why is nobody, oh, Kyrie dropped 60. It's all over SportsCenter. Best handles to ever live. Why is nobody talking about the fact that this dude is playing half the games? Maybe he's a little fresher than everybody else. He hasn't done one back-to-back, right? Or if he did, I guess technically if they were on the road or whatever, he hasn't done one back-to-back. And Dr. Narav, he agreed with me saying that based on the time where your muscles start to recover, that is when Kyrie is getting rest, and that's why he's been balling. So everybody's sitting there, oh my gosh, imagine if Kyrie played every game. Yeah, imagine, because he probably wouldn't be as fresh as he is now. And I haven't heard one national media member, anybody, I haven't heard anybody talk about that. It's absurd to me. It's absurd to me that nobody is sitting here saying, well, you know, Kyrie isn't playing every game. I've never heard that. I've never heard that. 415 chiming in. With all due respect, you are underestimating the potential of this team when fully healthy. Let me remind you, they still possess that championship blood. MJ, I'm not underestimating. I'm just saying we haven't seen them at fully healthy. That's all I want to do, MJ. I just want to see them fully healthy. That's it. That's it. I see them fully healthy, and they ball out. And I think it's one of those things where, since we haven't seen them, we can hold that above our head all day long. Once they get fully healthy, we haven't seen them. And what happens, let's say Steph comes back and they lose the first game of the series. Now everybody's going to be freaking out because we've been waiting for this fully healthy thing, and it hasn't happened. 650, quickly, Jamal Murray and the Denver Nuggets haven't been at full strength. That is so true. Michael Porter Jr. not there, Jamal Murray, and Jamal Murray in the G League now. That's somebody else the Warriors would have to deal with. But when we get back, we might continue the Warriors talk. We're rolling right now, but I do want to get into to some NFL stuff. A lot of moves being made. Who's better, Baker Mayfield or Jimmy Garoppolo? You tell me. 888-957-9570. Alan Stiles, filling in for Stephen Langford, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
95.7 The Game pregame show. We got Joe Shasky, Butcher Boy, just busting in to the studio. I'm like, dude, we're under a minute here. But, you know, that's what he does. That's what he does. I wish, you know, he would be that excited to go golfing with me. Every time I hit him up, I get left on red. But that's a conversation for a different day. You'll hear him shortly. On the Morning Roast, we're taking you up to the 6 o'clock hour, 95.7 The Game, pregame show, Alan Stiles, filling in for Stephen Langford, Joe Spadoni on the boards with every piece of Raider clothing that you could ever purchase. I'm pretty sure his wedding ring has the shield engraved on it.
It's black. Yeah. It is a black wedding ring.
I'm going with that too, just by the way. I am going with the solid look as well. Before the break, look, we're talking about what the Warriors are going to do, what the Warriors could do, what the Warriors will do. And the text line has been saying, you know, maybe I'm underselling the Warriors a bit. I would never do that. As a pessimistic Warriors fan, I would never do that. But what I will do is let everybody know that we have yet to see the Warriors fully healthy. And we want to see them fully healthy. We want to. And there's nothing more that I want to see. But at the same time, you can't keep holding that over, you know, once they get healthy. At some point, they're going to have to get healthy and stay healthy. I guess they did technically get healthy besides James Wiseman, but they got to stay healthy. And you got Jamal Murray in the G League. I guess technically that's 50-50 whether he actually comes back or not. Nobody necessarily knows if they might be preparing for next season. But you got the Nuggets. You got the Mavericks. You have teams that in the past, this core three didn't necessarily have to deal with. And if they had to deal with something similar to that, yeah, they had Kevin Durant. And look, Jordan Poole is doing very well. He ain't Kevin Durant, at least not yet. And maybe one day he'll be comparable to that. We have no clue. I'm sure the Warriors front office would love that. But my point is, the Warriors and what they're trying to do, can we just stop with the optimistic, maybe this is good, maybe this is good for the Warriors? Because I'm just not with that. I can't do that. We got the 510 who agrees with me. Need all guns to even have a shot at the championship. Don't have that now. Full stop. Again, I'm not. This is not to be pessimistic at all. I'm just saying, let's not act like, again, you drop Steph in and indefinitely. We have no clue what that means. Could be good, could be bad. I don't know. what's more confusing, Joe? St. Patty's Day as a holiday or the word indefinitely? Because they're both similar to me.
Indefinitely is sounds scarier than it usually is, I think, in sports.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I completely agree. So we can get back to some Warriors. You know, like I said, we're taking you up to the hour, 95.7 The Game pregame show. Alan Sals filling in for Stephen Langford, who is kicking it at Giant Spring Training. By the way, baseball started, right? Just randomly, okay? Like, baseball was being played. Of course, baseball started because Freddie Freeman is a Dodger now, because why wouldn't he be a Dodger? Because the Dodgers do whatever they want and, you know, have $1 billion to just spend. I'm probably lowballing it at $1 billion. It's probably a couple billion at this point, but... You know, we'll see. We'll see what the Dodgers do. Giants, I still like what they're doing. Shout out Jock Peterson. I tweeted this. This has nothing to do with anything at all. But me and Jock, yeah. I mean, we hit batting practice before, you know, at his house. His dad threw us batting practice. It's not a big deal. Don't treat me any different. But we got Jock coming home. Okay, I think with the DH everywhere, the universal DH, I think that is a huge move for the Giants. They still got to do more. But I think it's a good start. It's a good start. I would love to see an everyday center fielder that I can trust and really root for every single day. And I would love to see one more solid infield bat that is just going to be a bopper. And the Giants don't have that right now. And in that division, well, really just the Dodgers, right, in particular, you got to handle that. And one stayed in the division with Chris Bryant. I think Chris Bryant is worth that price tag playing at Coors Field. I don't think he would have been worth that price tag playing at Oracle Park. But it's NFL time, because NFL is king. And I got a question for everybody. I tease it before the break. 888-957-9570. Who's better, Jimmy Garoppolo or Baker Mayfield? They both have had injury options or injury problems, right? We've both seen their highest of highs. We've both seen some lows, right? For both of those guys. But now you have a situation where...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is turning into a soap opera. So, look, I'm very unapologetic in the stuff that I watch, right? I watched you because I watch Lifetime. I watch you, and you know why I know it was on Lifetime before Netflix? Because I watch Lifetime, okay? So I watch you. I watch Lifetime movies. I love all the drama. I love terrible acting. It makes me feel like maybe I could do it. I love all of that. And that's exactly what the Browns and Baker are turning into. This is turning into a soap opera. So Baker finds out that they don't want him anymore. So he decides that he wants to request a trade, but now Deshaun Watson tells the Browns no. So there's, hey, Baker, we actually do want you. Now Baker says, I don't think you really do want me. I'm going to request a trade. The Browns say, well, no, we're not going to trade you. We're not going to trade you. I don't know. I know I shouted out Butcher Boy before watching Severance on Apple TV when you submit your request to leave the company and they just say no. That's exactly what happened with Baker Mayfield. They just said, no, we're not going to let you go because we don't have anything better than you, which is the worst way to go into a season. And this is a guy who took them to the playoffs and won a game against the Steelers, against Big Ben. And you can say whatever about that being whatever was left of Big Ben, but he did it. And if he didn't do it, then I could see, okay, look, Baker, you haven't done this, you haven't done that. I know, Joe, we're excited about the Raiders, but technically, I mean, it's not technically – Baker Mayfield has more playoff wins than Derek Carr. More playoff wins than Derek Carr. And the idea that it would be crazy I threw this on the Twitter a couple weeks ago. It was Baker Mayfield, I think, two picks for Derek Carr. I got destroyed. I got absolutely fried. And I don't know if that's recency bias. I don't know what it is. Because those same Raider fans also complain about Derek Carr. It's very confusing.
It is. I think one thing Derek has going for him, and especially we've seen it now lately with Baker, is the intangibles of leadership. You can't quantify it. And Jimmy Garoppolo has the same thing. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo could have pouted all last year with the whole Trey Lance situation. He knew he was leaving this year. He knew it.
I'll challenge you with this, though. How many people actually, like, the whole be a professional, don't, like, how, I feel like there are less pouters than there are, right? Like, to your point, Baker would be a pouter, but I feel like most players aren't pouters.
Well, I think we're seeing it, too, with this offseason. Carson Wentz was reportedly not liked a lot in the locker room with the Colts, and that was one of the factors here, and now we're seeing it with Baker. Like, so it is out there with talented players, but, I mean, talent.
Kyler Murray now seems to be a pouter.
But you're going to see with Kyler and even with Aaron Rodgers, talent tolerance.
Yeah.
That's what you think. That's what you say, right?
Exactly. And that's what it's always been, right? I remember watching, I don't know if it was a 30 for 30 or something on Randy Moss, right? And all the issues that maybe Randy Moss had going into it, he always had a place to play because talent, as long as your talent outweighs whatever issues you bring, right? As long as that happens, somebody will always sign you up. And that's why, as crazy as it sounds, Antonio Brown might not be technically done. As wild as that sounds, but that's how wildly talented he is. And you can talk to scouts and you can talk to people that are really in the NFL media. They will tell you what he's able to do and the routes that he runs. That is why he always has a spot. That is why he always has something going on. But, you know, we couldn't let this go. And I know I said Jimmy G, who's better, Jimmy G or Baker Mayfield. But we do have to take it to the Niners realm of things. Because what's going on there? What is going on? Anybody seen that GIF or JIF? I don't know how, it depends on how you pronounce it. But anybody seen that, you know, when it's that stick figure poking like I don't know if it's a pond or something, saying do something? Niners. What's going on here? Niner Nation, bang, bang, Niner gang. What's going on there? Because you still got Jimmy. What did he say? When did he say he was done? All right, or he said his goodbye in like February.
See ya.
He's still here. He's still here. I don't know what's happening. And you know what's leaving? Choo choo. I didn't ride Bart here because Bart doesn't ride this early in the morning. But the leverage train is going out. The leverage train has left. And unlike Bart, it's on time. Okay.
Jimmy G's in a lot of commercials lately. Have you seen that?
He's
been watching
himself.
March Madness. He's on like these like clothing commercials. He's on Subway now.
Look,
he's living life.
He's living life, and Niner fans are probably hating life, okay? 408 already. I hate the Niners so much. I don't know what's going on. I truly don't. This is on par with me with the MLB lockout. I can read about it as much as I want, but there's just little nuances that I'm just... either I don't care or I don't necessarily understand. And that's what's happening with the Niners because I don't understand this. Do the Colts think that Jimmy G isn't much better than who they have? I don't even know who they have, to be completely honest with you. So I don't know. I don't really understand what the Niners are doing. All I know is they still have two quarterbacks. And as the old saying goes, if you have two quarterbacks, you have none. So this idea that you can bring Jimmy back right at the price tag that he's at and sit him and start Trey Lance, there's not going to be any issues. This is going to be Trey Lance's third start, whenever the season starts. It's going to be his third start in his career. So the idea that he's just going to plug and play and not have any issues, and if he does have issues, maybe we go back to Jimmy. I can hear the whispers now. So I don't even want to get into all that. But the thing is, so now they're talking about maybe they have to cut Jimmy, right, and move forward and do it that way. Just seems like they fumbled the bag. Kind of like Kentucky against St. Peter's last night. They just fumbled the bag, right? And I don't really understand. Jimmy is feeling fine, and I don't know if it has something to do with the surgery or and the timing of all that. It just seems like this got botched a little bit, and I think that the front office or whoever needs to take responsibility for that needs to do that as such. You have a lot of teams doing a lot of things, and the Niners are not one of them. 510 chiming in. The Niners front office is never aggressive, and I hate it. I hate it here. I hate it here, okay? I get it. And for everything that people say, and I feel like the Giants kind of get that rap too, they don't want to pay anybody $100 million. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. They're always doing something. Farhan and that front office, they're always making some type of moves. The Niners have literally been stagnant. It's like when you accidentally put honey in the fridge, maybe it's just me, and then you try to turn it upside down and it just doesn't move at all. It's just like, come on now. But the thing is, you can throw the honey.
Artist.
You can throw the honey in the microwave. I don't know what the microwave is for the Niners. All I do know is Jimmy G is still on that team, and I don't really understand why. It doesn't make very much sense to me. The Raiders got Davante Adams, okay? Three teams can get into the playoffs. You're the AFC West. Three teams can get into the playoffs. That was no time at all to give up on what you have. Derek Carr, when he is at his best, you can say whatever you want about Derek Carr. Number one, he is a leader. Number two, his arm talent jumps off the screen. He has arm talent. There was a rumor going around about Jimmy G going to the Raiders, and certain Raider fans were actually juiced about that. I was like, do you watch football? And honestly, as Raider fans, maybe they didn't watch the Niner games. But I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, you don't want them problems. You know, like Lil Wayne says, you don't want no problems with me. I don't want no problems with Jimmy G. And I don't want those problems on my team. Okay, I just don't. So the Raiders are making moves. Everybody seems to be making moves. And the Niners are just not necessarily doing anything. So we got the 408 chiming in. What do you mean the Niners are never aggressive? They gave up three first rounds for Trey Lance. That's a good point. But you do one thing, it doesn't just stop there, right? It never goes away. The cycle is always going to keep going. And if you stop here, okay, sure. So 408, they were aggressive. Now what, right? Are you just going to chill now? Because you had an opportunity I understand everything going on with Jimmy G and the surgery. Maybe that had something to do with it. It seems like there was a lot of good faith between Jimmy G and the front office. So the idea that Jimmy G kind of messed up what the Niners are trying to do because of this surgery, I don't know. That doesn't really jive for me because I feel like they've been on the same page throughout this whole thing. But for some reason, everybody else is making moves, and the Niners aren't doing too much. 510, Niners are fine. NFC Championship, 2 out of 3 years. We sign our own. We're good. Oreo cookie. Okay. I feel you. I feel you, Oreo. I feel you. You know, so if that's the stake you're going to have, I understand it. I just know that you probably could have got something more for Jimmy than you could have got. And I guess it's more of an indictment on Jimmy when everything else needs to fall. All these other dominoes need to fall. I don't know what that new game show is on, that domino show, like Fox or ABC, whatever it is, where it's a bunch of dominoes, super random. But all the dominoes need to fall in a certain way for anybody to say, okay, we'll take Jimmy, right? Like, nobody's excited to take Jimmy. It's like, okay, what's left? Right, I was talking on Sunday about Love Island, and I love my dating shows, Love Island. When the first person walks out, everybody says no. Then at the end, it's like, oh, he's not so bad, she's not so bad, I'll take them. That's exactly what's happening to Jimmy Garoppolo right now. And I don't think that's something that the Niners necessarily planned for. I think they probably looked at what Jimmy has done over this past couple of years and thought, look, he's a locker room guy. He can make the easy throws. He'll get you where you need to go. Tom Brady comes back. Okay. Deshaun Watson all of a sudden is back in play. And now you have issues. And now you're not really sure where they can go. The Commanders talk, the Washington Commanders talk, that got radio silent. I don't know what's going on there. Joe and I were talking during the break. It seems like Deshaun Watson is looking to stay in the NFC South, go to the NFC South with the Saints or possibly the Falcons, somebody like that. So we'll see what happens there. And I haven't seen Jimmy really connected too much to either of the teams, a little bit with the Saints, but not so much with Atlanta. So I don't know how much that matters. But what I do know is this: Jimmy should have been gone. Okay, the plan was him to be gone. That's why he gave that speech. You don't give that speech and not plan to be gone. Baker tried to give the speech, but the problem with Baker is that he requested a trade and they denied it. Because just like Love Island, the Browns are looking around like, Baker, you're the best that we've got. We can just do that. So I don't know. 408, Jimmy G messed up everything by having surgery on his shoulder. I don't know if he did it on purpose. I just feel like there's been good faith there, but it does seem like that has messed up what's going on a little bit with what the Niners plan to do, you know? So, and you got 925 chiming in, Rams signed Allen Robinson. There's a lot going on there. They have three really, really good receivers, and Niners signed a corner from the Chiefs, ! Go get JC Jackson. You heard him. You heard 925. Go get him. Because you got to do something, okay? Just like the GIF, you got to do something, Niners. You have to, because you can't just sit on your laurels and just think that you're going to be okay based on what you've done in the past. You have a redshirt rookie QB. You have pieces that have already left you, and you still got a quarterback that you're paying a lot of money, and I don't know if you got to cut him. I don't know what you got to do. And the Niners are going to be okay. I think Debo tweeted yesterday, this division is getting weaker and weaker every day. So I'm like, okay, Debo, I see you. You know, flex a little bit on him. Why not? But it's not just about winning the division. I mean, talk to the Cowboys about that. What are you going to do after that, right? And the division might be getting weaker because Russell Wilson leaves and things like that. You still got the Rams. And the Rams, last time I checked, didn't get any weaker, okay? So you got to do that. You got to understand what the plan is. And I think that this surgery just threw a loop into everything. We talked about Discovery Kingdom before the break. That threw the Niners on a Medusa. That threw them on Kong. That threw the Niners exactly where they didn't want to go, and they weren't ready. Fright Fest. That's what it took them to. It's not Halloween, but it's Fright Fest right now for the Niners and that front office. So I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense to me. It doesn't. 888-957-9570. Alan Stiles filling in for Stephen Langford, taking you up to the hour. Morning Roast, Bonte Hill, and their butcher boy, Joe Shasky. 650 chiming in, taking it back to the Warriors. The Warriors era is coming to an end. Curry, Draymond, Thompson, and Iggy, age is catching up. Injuries are more common now. So the thing about text is you can't read tones of voices. So I don't know, 650, I don't know if you're a Warriors fan. I don't know if you could be a Lakers fan. I don't know what. But what I do know is everything comes to an end, right? I was talking a little bit about how much longer do the Warriors have? 4 to 5 years. What makes the most sense for them? Or what is realistic, right? And 4 to 5 years sounds realistic. I think, to be honest, the first domino to drop or to fall would be Draymond, just because the mileage on his body has been so tough in that way. And by the way, the guy's working two jobs now, okay? You got TNT going on, and I don't know how long he plans to work two jobs, to be completely honest with you. So I think Draymond would be first. I don't know if that's in 2 years. I don't know if that's in three. What I do know is this, and you got Klay still coming off injury. We think Klay will be okay. Obviously, Steph, they're both shooters, so we think they'll be okay. But at the same time, this league is continuing to get better, and Ja Morant's only going to get better, and Luka's only going to get better. So I don't think the window is necessarily closing, but you got to act now and you have an opportunity. So that is why everybody's sitting here saying, well, maybe this is good for the Warriors. Get Jordan Poole more confidence or get Andrew Wiggins back in the swing of things. It's Steph being injured. No. We want everybody as a whole. I want to see everybody. I want to see everybody playing, okay? That's what I want to see. So I don't want to hear about this might not be the time, or I don't want to hear about, oh, well, Steph is resting. You have to go now. I think that's the bottom line out of all this. You got to go now. You got to take advantage of your opportunities. You are in a position, all the goodwill and everything that you've done this season will be nothing. And I'm not necessarily saying it's championship or bust. I'm just saying that you got to make moves. So that does bring another question. We got 5 minutes here, closer to 4 minutes, 888-957-9570. Okay, so I forgot who, now I'm getting fried on the text line because somebody left me hanging out to dry. How are the Niners going to get J.C. Jackson when he already signed with the Chargers? Thank you, 925, because I got hanging out to dry, okay? The text line, you got to fire up Twitter. It's 5 in the morning. I don't know. You know, don't you can't do me like that. I thought we were cool. Joe's looking at me now. So you guys left me out. You left me out.
Yeah, that was my bad. Charvarius Ward, guys, don't worry about it. You got him instead.
You got Ward.
You're fine.
Exactly. So thank you to the text line for leaving me out, and thank you to the text line for actually helping me out as well. That's what it's all about on this fun Friday. Like I said, it's my pre-birthday. We're having a great time, and Joe doesn't even like his real birthday. I'm here celebrating my birthday month, okay? We will be with you again on Monday, on my actual birthday, and you could best believe it, the vibes are going to be super vibey. I got called out on a group chat for saying, yo, this is so vibey, and they were like, dude, that is so cringe. Don't say vibey. So now I'm just saying it to spite my buddy who called me out for that. But you got the Warriors, okay? And what they are, what we think they're going to do against the Spurs on Sunday. You can't sleep on the Spurs ever. I'm not really sure what the Spurs are necessarily doing in terms of long term and Popovich. And he got the win record and all those types of things. I'm not really sure what they're actually doing. Then you go to Orlando, which on paper is a W. You have to me, you have to win that game, right? Like this at this point in the season, you have to win it. Then you go to Miami, because then you go to Miami, then you go to Atlanta, then you go to DC, then you go to Memphis. That Magic game, and they should win it because the Magic aren't very good, but that Magic game is a must win for me because of what is to come. You got the Heat, you got the Hawks, you got the Wizards, you got the Grizzlies, you got four teams that you could go, I don't want to put the negative energy out there with 3 minutes left in the show, but you could go 0-4. I mean, you could, right? You could go 4-0. I'm just saying that these are not teams that you necessarily want to play with. And after you get back from the road trip, you host the Suns and you host the Jazz. So everybody's sitting there saying it's good. This could be a good thing that Steph is out. Really? I don't really get that one. I don't really get that one. Really, you don't want Steph against the Heat. You don't want Steph against the Hawks or the Wizards or the Grizzlies or the Suns or the Jazz. He's getting rest, though. He's getting rest. You know what I want to see? I want to see this team play as a whole unit. Just once. Is that so much to ask? Like I said, it's Friday, baby. Smokey. Peanut butter, no jelly. Ham, no burger. Cereal, no milk. I just want to see the whole thing together. I just want to see it together. Is that so much to ask? I want to see it together. This is my wish list. We got a minute left. This is my wish list going into it. I want to see the Warriors all play together. I'm sure I'm not the only one thinking that. I want to see the Niners make another move. I get it. You know, they were aggressive in the past. They got to be aggressive again. And I want to see the Giants. Give me one more bat. Give me Castellanos. Give me another big bat to just solidify that offense, because I know Brandon Belt got hot. Okay, I know Brandon Crawford had an outstanding offensive year, and I know Yastrzemski had a down year. That's not enough. It's not enough, okay? And I understand that the Giants, it sounds crazy because they just won the NL West, but we understand that there's levels to this. Just like Meek Mill says, there's levels to this. And the Dodgers are on a level, okay? And the Giants are trying to get to said level. And you don't want what to happen that happened last season to happen again. You flame out in the playoffs. And I get it, Brandon Belt didn't play. But you got to go out and you got to make a move. So, Warriors, please get healthy. These are my birthday wishes. I'm going to say it again on Monday. Please get healthy, number one. Niners, make a move. Raiders, don't stop making moves, right? Don't stop. AFC West, it's a gauntlet. Don't stop. Giants, give me somebody else. I love Joc Pederson. I think he's going to bring, I hope he brings the pearls. I hope he brings it all to the Bay Area, right? Bay Area guy, Palo Alto High, shout out. But you need more. You really do need more. And you know what else you need more of? You need more of 95.7 The Game. You need more sports talk, Bay Area sports talk, because that's just what they do. Morning Roast is up next. Bonte Hill, Joe Shasky, Alan Stiles, filling in for Stephen Langford, Joe Spadoni on the boards. Thank you, Joe. Everybody have a great Friday. 95.7 The Game. We'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.